I'm joined by the absolutely wonderful Tori Pollard, who is the General Manager at Brentwood Care Centre, which is part of RCH Care Homes here in Brentwood. And she's on the line. You've got some exciting news. First of all, before we talk about the news, how are you?
Oh, do you know, it's lovely to be here again. Thank you so much for having us on. I'm amazing. And everybody here is, doing really, really well.
Excellent. Now, you are one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM, so we thank you for that. But first of all, we're going to give a little shout out, I feel, before we get to the big news. But you've got a shout out going at somebody very, very special.
I do. And I think given the week that we've had and some amazing news, which we will share, it kind of brings home thoughts of why we do the job that we do.
Yeah.
And where the inspiration came from. And I just want to say a really good morning and I love you to my dad, which makes me all emotional. I couldn't do my job without such an amazing family. And he listens every time I do these shows. He tunes in and he listens from his house, and he's obviously shielding.
Yeah.
But just lovely, and thank him for all the support that he gives me.
So. Well, now, she's starting me off now, John. So good morning to your dad, John. Hello. Or I should say Mr. Pollard, really, shouldn't I? I'm getting a bit over-familiar there with your dad. So that's a very good morning to you. So I hope you're doing well. You've actually got two awards. So tell us about the Pride of Essex and then the Hope Awards. It's fantastic news for you.
I know. Do you know, it's been such an amazing week. So we were entered into two awards for the Pride of Essex. And we did really, really well. It was a really lovely evening, although obviously it had to be done virtually.
Yeah.
So the team here won, were highly commended for the Top Team Award, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's really reflective of all the work that we've done within the home and certainly within the community as well, all the projects that we have kind of helped and supported with food banks and writing letters to people outside the home, and just amazing to kind of be recognised, really, as a team. Obviously, you know, myself and Charlie, the deputy, have only been here since June, along with our summer as well. So absolutely amazing achievement to be recognised with such a short journey for us alongside the team, but everybody's so committed and so driven and so very passionate about the work we do. So it was absolutely amazing.
You know, if you are looking for a care home, then you want somewhere that's going to have all of these awards and recognition, because you want somebody to be in the best place that's got the best care. And not all care homes are equal, are they?
No, they're not. They're not. And I think, you know, everybody has gone above and beyond in the pandemic, and everybody is doing their bit. But, you know, care homes come in different shapes and different sizes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like to believe that everybody goes to work to do a good job. I think the great thing for us is that we've been, you know, recognised for going above and beyond in places. And I couldn't do that without you know, the care compassion that I have from the team that have dedicated themselves here to looking after the residents. So it's good that we share that bit of love with our community.
Yes, and also you can tell from talking to you in summer off air, you always sound so happy. Top people are happy, then everybody else is going to be happy, because it's a real team, isn't it, there?
It is. It's a, you know, it has to be a team and it has to be a team effort. I love my job. I've been a nurse for, God knows, over 25 years. And I couldn't do this job if I wasn't in love with it. I am absolutely amazed every day by things that happen in the home, you know, in a really positive way. And it's seeing the difference that we make. And I think, you know, I am very passionate about what I do and what I achieve. My team are too. And that makes it a joy to get up every day and come to work and spend time with people who, you know, we are respectful to, and we help and support, and that's joyous. And it's been an incredibly difficult year for many, many people for many different reasons.
Yes.
And I think the second award that we won, which was the Hero of Pandemic Award in Essex, was amazing. The team here have worked so hard, you know, truly come together to make sure that people still continue to live their best lives in difficult situations and difficult circumstances. And it's about, you know, continuing to support those people. For me, it's about you know, continuing to support a very, very dedicated team. We all need each other. I need my team, and in some respects they need me too. So, it's been a really lovely time.
And that's fantastic. So that's two awards, the Pride of Essex and also the Hope Awards Hero of the Pandemic, which is fabulous news. That's two awards. You must be over the moon.
I am. It's lovely that we can share our kind of good news, you know, on social media and certainly through Phoenix FM, you know, and we're very lucky to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we want to see our families again, all in gatherings. We want to be able to do exciting things, as you know, with our community.
Mm.
And at the minute, that's not possible. We're trying to make do with what we've got, and certainly we're, you know, having to make some compromises along the way. But it would be lovely to think that next year we can, you know, go out and, you know, share good news and share positivity out of the home.
As you know, you've got the lodge there, so people have been able to visit. I know a lot of care homes have had problems. They've not been able to have people come in for months and months on end. You've not had that problem because you had a dedicated area. But you were saying about reopening visiting, because we're coming out of this lockdown period into Tier 2. So how is that going to work for people coming to visit their relatives?
For us, it hasn't actually changed. So we've been able to host and facilitate visits within the day lodge right the way through the lockdown period, so phase one and phase two. So for us, it isn't really going to change. What we are doing, though, and we're very, very lucky that we've just had an indoor visiting room put in as well. So now we've got two COVID secure places for people to be able to visit. And we've done that so that as the weather turns, we know that I think there's predicted snow at the end of this week, that if we can't get out to the lodge, if the ground outside is a bit icy or it gets really too cold to go outside, we can actually take our residents through the body of the building so they stay in the warm, all nice and snug. And we now have a room set up rather like the day lodge with the Perspex screen and, you know, separate compartments for each resident and obviously their families too. So we'll be able to continue that within the home. And the bonus for us, and I truly work with an amazing team, and I never, you know, I don't ever doubt their kind of dedication and support. And I was looking this week, it's really important for me that, you know, Christmas is coming and that people get to spend time with their families and their loved ones. My team have been amazing. We haven't announced to our families yet, but we will be today, that our visiting will continue right the way through the Christmas period. So I'll actually be in the home myself on Christmas Day facilitating family visits for the people that we love and care about. And each of my heads of department have given up some of their time off over the Christmas period to come in and do the same. Yeah. It's really important for me, having a family that love and support me, and I just want people here to be able to see their loved ones too.
Yeah.
And I know that my team share that same passion for people. So we'll be visiting and we'll be seeing some of our families, albeit singly, but we'll be seeing them through the festive period too, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and it really is, because we forget sometimes when nurses, the emergency services and care homes, people are still working and providing a lovely service, maybe not seeing their own families, to make sure other people see theirs.
Yes, yeah, and, you know, I mean, I've got a small child, my son is six, and Summer has a small child, and we've got many staff here who have children, and some of those will be rostered to work on Christmas Day and throughout the New Year period. Some of them are giving up their time to come in additionally, and I'm thankful for them for everything that they do. So there might be a few Christmas treats for my staff on the way.
Oh, I say. Oh, that's a good presents under the tree.
Absolutely.
So have you got all the decorations already gone up?
Well, we're sorting that this week. So ultimately, it's been a bit weird. So we've done things for Elf Day. So we're supporting, obviously, Alzheimer's Elf Day, which is on Friday.
Yeah.
We're all getting our elfish outfits on, which is lovely. So we'll be doing that. And decorations are going to be going up around the home over the next week or so. So I think, you know, and it's weird because coming into work, I've seen a lot of people have already put their lights up.
Yeah.
And there's something very magical about Christmas. And I think given that we've been in a pandemic and this has hit a lot of people hard, we need that bit of hope and that bit of joy. And I think seeing those Christmas lights going up now has been amazing. So we're certainly going to start switching ours on.
Yeah.
But we've got some massive trees coming for outside. So, yes, it will be good to switch the lights on finally and sit and have hot chocolate and cocoa.
I thought you were going to say hot toddy.
Yeah, absolutely. All of those.
Not first thing in the morning, obviously. But
oh, no, it's a bit early, But it's a lovely thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Christmas is a wonderful time and,
yeah.
and very magical. And I think, you know, for the certainly for the people that we look after here, they're all looking forward and they've all been so busy.
Mm.
We've made Christmas cakes and puddings and decorations and, yeah, putting all those bits together will be really, really lovely over the coming weeks.
Well, so you're going to be all dressed up as elves, you and Summer, is it, next week?
Well, we're going to give it a go. We'll probably look quite random. A lot of the staff are getting in the elfish spirit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it will be a fun photo, if nothing else.
Maybe we'll have some pictures of you both in your elfish outfits, I feel.
Do you know, if they can be shared, I'm sure that we will share them.
I feel that Summer's going, I'm not having that on social media.
But no, she's all for it, really.
Excellent. It's lovely to talk to you, my dear, and
thank
we'll
you.
Speak to you again in another couple of weeks.
Okay, take care.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Right, just a minute to...